motherfucking year. Once again, welcome to the motherfucking creaky. Welcome to the motherfucking Freaky Crew podcast. I'm your motherfucking host, Mr. Crickety Crack himself. Mind freak. Can't even keep my fucking M's and F's and F's and E's and together. Starting off today with the and my co-host, Miss
Tori Avano.
What? I didn't hear that.
Tori Avano.
Do you always have to go close to the mic and say that shit?
Shut up.
She likes to lick it, suck it.
We are sponsored today by JulieLand.com.
And every day.
I don't know about that shit. And Mr. Avery over here.
Yo.
And yo. Today, we are in the man cave. Today, we're in the man cave. Osama bin Laden has been here. I can see where he has Bush's head on the wall. pictures with a K, crossed out with a K. You know what I mean? Today's subject is...
natural versus fake.
Okay. Natural versus fake. So, of course, y'all know we talking about the titties, the ass, and...
lips, nose, right.
And personality.
Personalities.
Man.
Chins.
Yeah, bitches be doing everything. Since we
have
now.
Since we have Tori, who's an expert on all those body parts.
I don't know, man. I'm looking at her chin. That shit
looks
kind of...
it's real.
And the
it's
nose
real.
The nose is
mom.
And the nose doesn't look
that no. Nose is that that's
I see the scar.
Nose is real.
That nose is real?
Yeah.
Okay, so
and the ass?
Ass is real.
Ass is real.
Definitely real.
Twerk that shit.
Oh my god, again.
Yeah. Twerk some bitch.
No. Let's hey, see you twerk.
All right, so let's just do a vote. Vote around the table here. Who likes real or fake? Does it matter?
Oh, I'm gonna start with you.
Doesn't matter to me. It never has.
We're gonna start with you.
I like both. And if I choose fake, you know, it has to be look kind of natural in a way, but not too big and not too hard. I think so. Because I don't want to be grabbing a girl's tit and it's be like rock hard, you know?
Yeah, no, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, like I feel sorry for girls
you know,
with bad boobs.
No, because the thing is, ass can be too soft, too.
Oh, no, right. I'm talking about tits.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Let's work our way down.
And then, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we all start. Well, if we starting up, let's talk about these bitches and their fake ass foreheads. You know what I'm saying?
And the lips. I hate lip injections. Uh-uh. I yell at girls all the time. It's like
it's
just
like
don't
the natural
do it.
Duck face.
Yeah, it kills me.
Nah, I'm gonna cut this off. You know, not everybody want to look like a nigga, but everybody want to have nigga parts. Okay, niggas. Yeah, and I said it. If you black people, fuck that. This is our podcast.
Black
so
people.
Niggas, we talking about nigga lips. We're not talking about black people lips. Those are
but
pleasantly plump. But nigga lips, like right. I got some nigga lips. You get what I'm saying? A bitch will look at me and say, "L." Fucking soup coolers, okay. And then you will have a motherfucker go, make my lips look like his.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, not like mine, because, you know, I got hair. And
but my issue with that is what I don't like about lip injections is 9 times out of 10, the girl always does too much. And
right.
And I also, visually, I can't imagine it being too healthy consistently. But these girls that just do it, you know, every few months and they get these injections, it's like... work with what you have. Make what you have great. Don't fucking have to enhance everything.
Uh-huh.
And they get all nitpicky and craziness, and they start doing all this crazy stuff, and it, 9 times out of 10 ends up being a big mess. And lately, especially when you touch the face, everything else I'm not so worried about. But I always tell every girl I see nowadays that I'm doing this, and I'm doing this. I'm going to get my nose fixed. I'm going to get my cheek implants. I just look at them all and go, you know what you should do before you do anything? Go look at a picture of Jenna Jameson, because that's your future. That's what you're going to look like in 10
somebody
years.
Somebody that's worse than that. Like
Jenna,
what the thing is...
there's another girl, if you remember Houston back in the day. Crazy.
Now, you see, dog, we're not talking about the 1900s porn.
But that's the thing, like, too much. I just tell girls, like, work with what you have. And 9 times out of 10, it's
your
probably fun.
Your mouth shouldn't look like somebody punched you in it.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
Like, yeah, no, like I said, the natural duck face.
Yeah.
Right, that's it. And I know it's just, I don't know, it's weird. Because I had when I shot a certain girl, I'm not going to mention her name. And
Tori Avano.
No, not her. I haven't shot her yet. So I shot
I'm
her,
safe.
And then the one person that was the head of the company, she was like, she should get Botox in her forehead because it's so wrinkled. And I'm like looking at her like, do you know that we have fucking Photoshop? Yeah. Like, we don't, yeah. Like, why would you want to do that? That's not encouraging.
Right.
And I feel, you know, it's nothing against her, but, you know, when you're a head of a porn company, you can't have these girls insecure about themselves.
You can't plant that seed in their head.
She dogged this girl. Oh, she should get Botox for her forehead. She needs to, we don't want to shoot her anymore unless she loses 10 pounds. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Mm. Like, you accept people for how they are. Like, if you feel that you want to carry this company on like that, you're going to lose this fucking company. Because nobody's going to want
to
work for you.
I can always have that feeling. I always say to everybody, like, you know what? You can go ahead and think that stuff, but you don't have to tell the girl that. You don't have to tell people that. Just don't hire her. That's right. It. And the girl hopefully will get a clue that she needs to take care of herself. And
that's that. But the thing is there's a way to talk.
Right.
There's a way to talk. If a person is looking a certain way, you can talk to them. I'm a talker. And I told the same girl that was being attacked, I talked to her. And if she's listening to this podcast show, you know I got love for you. I told her, I said, hey, you know, people are disagreeing with your weight, and here's how you fix it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I want you to look better, and I don't want anybody taking any chances away and making an excuse on why not to shoot you.
Yeah.
So if you don't know how to talk to people and say, hey, ooh, you got a pimple on your forehead. It's like, come on, man. You're embarrassing me, motherfucker.
No, communication is key no matter what.
Right. Yeah. So if you don't know how to communicate with people, shut the fuck up.
So then, Tori, show us your tits.
Okay.
Now, speaking of your tits are?
Real fake.
Real fake. Yes. Okay.
How long have you had them?
Know that.
I've had them just about a year.
And who did them?
Some doctor in, I don't remember his name.
Hold on.
Some doctor in
a... No, I remember his name, but
in a trailer park.
No, his name.
And I look at this dyke, like...
No, he had a weird last name, you know, but it was out in the San Gabriel Valley, so... Yeah.
You make it seem like you did this shit in a trailer.
No. Like, it was all professionally done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I can't even remember the doctors. Did you write the check to somebody?
No, his name was...
Did you
pay
cash?
Credit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Are you happy with... Were you happy with the results?
I love them.
What were you before and what are you now?
Before, I was a small 34B.
Right.
And then now I'm a 34 double D.
That ain't double D.
That's
what the bras say.
Let me see the motherfuckers right now. Pull them out.
The bras, they always do that now.
Nah, man.
That's not double
D. That's
in
a bra.
Well, here. Maybe.
Yeah, they are.
The bras say 34 double D. So.
What does them tattoos say?
What does the fox say?
My ship on the star.
I like your tips. They don't look like a botched job because, you know, some
they
girls.
They don't look like bolt-ons. Like
where did you,
look. Some girls' tits look like this.
Where did
you get what I'm saying?
Go through? How did you do them?
Under the crease.
Under the crease?
Yeah.
All right. How long did you take to. Easy
you
scar.
You don't have scarring.
Yeah. Minor. How long did it take you to heal?
About a month and a half or so. Mm-hmm.
How did all your friends react to it?
They love them.
Yeah.
Were you just walking, when you first got them done, was you just walking around, want to see my tits?
Every girl I've ever known in the last 30 years, I've taken so many girls to get their boob jobs, it's ridiculous. Uh-huh. And I always laugh. I love how a girl's personality changes.
Right.
Because
I'm more confident.
Exactly.
In
all of
now.
A sudden, it's like it goes from I don't want to hold my boob. Next thing, it's like I got tits, and you know, not only showing them, and then like friends of mine that I my best friend for 25 years, one day comes over here and she had her boobs done. Her boyfriend paid for them and everything, and she's 40 years old, which I was like cool with. You're 40 years old, boobs are sagging, get them done.
Yeah.
So she comes over here, my best friend.
She's
like
40.
She's like she's my sister. All the next thing she knows, hey, so look at these are my boobs. I'm like, wait a minute. We've been friends. You never showed me your boobs. Now that you got a boob job, you're showing me your tits.
Yeah.
Like, really? It's just weird how it changes a woman's...
You know what changes as well? And I don't think a lot of girls out there know about it. They get these big-ass tits, right?
Yeah.
And when they get their tits, their body tries to catch up to them. No, serious. You see this shit all the time. Especially with new chicks. They think, oh, I'm going to get tits and it's going to be okay. A lot of people gain a lot of weight.
Yeah, I gained weight. I gained weight right after the surgery because of the medication.
Right, but
the medication. Yeah,
the
4 quarts of ice cream and the cookies, and I was sitting on my ass.
No, the medication made me not eat, but I still gained a hell of a lot of weight. So I was just, my stomach wasn't the same. I'm like, so I just got off the medication and then started eating healthy.
But you hit the gym, though.
Yeah.
And girls, they think, oh, I'm just going to. I know this one chick, and she was very fucking tiny. She gets double D tits, and now she's bigger. Yeah. And she thought, oh, well, I'm just not going to work out. No, you
like,
have
oh,
to.
Like, oh, my boobs will distract people from my stomach type
exactly.
of thing.
Right. No, exactly.
And it's like you grow wide because your body is like, you're tricking your body, so to speak. Because naturally, your body is going to develop the way it's going to develop. So when you alter it, it's going to change.
Now, are you into ass implants? Would you ever do that?
No.
No?
I believe in the natural way. Like, go to the gym, squat, you know, eat as much as you can, and it goes to your ass pretty much.
Nah, straight up, like and
cheeseburgers,
like cheeseburgers, pizza, instance, anything, pasta.
For instance, my chick, okay, she wants to do so many exercises to enhance her ass, and the thing is, she has a perfect all around body. She's not a tit person. Mm-hmm. She's not an ass person. So the thing is she's putting in work, and you can see the difference. Right. And then she goes, "Well, I don't feel my ass is growing bigger." And I'm like, "Well, you gotta eat. You gotta fucking eat. Lift
carbs,
heavy with your legs, and you will get an ass." But people
it'll lift
don't
naturally.
Want to do the work in. Yeah. They don't want to put the work in. And
but
they
I also
think
that I don't know why we're in this ass culture. I'm not an ass person at all, and it kills me. I always say it's a generational thing. People are into asses. I like tits.
Yeah.
But it's like
you like moobs.
Fun bags.
No. You know what boobs are?
No.
Man boobs.
Oh, man boobs. Yeah. I like but what's weird is like you're right. It's like some girls like always want to take the lazy way out. Like I'll just go get everything implanted and not work out. And it's like, you know what? If you worked out, A, it's cheaper and it's healthier and you'll be in the long term, like I said, 20, 30 years from now, you're going to be a lot happier. Because you did that, because I've seen the results of 20, 30 years from now of girls doing these crazy things.
Fake asses just look horrible, especially like you're putting things that your body doesn't even need in your, you know.
I know, I've seen guys with fake calves.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, you see that shit.
Like pec implants and all that stuff.
It's all sorts of weird things. I'm like,
lazy.
Crazy. Yeah.
What about, this isn't fake. But what about the girls that get their pussy lips chopped off?
I know a girl who did that. You know her too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to tell me. You have to tell me who this is.
But it's for the better. I mean, some girls. I mean, she did it a long time ago. She was like the first person I ever met that did it.
Dog, that shit. I seen a pussy like that up close.
Yeah.
Swear to God, it freaked me out. Mm. I thought she was a man.
Well,
and they just cut it off and rearrange
some
girls. Pussy.
Some girls have some meaty pussies.
Yeah,
I don't mind it.
You don't?
You know why? Because when you're fucking a chick, and of course when you go in and you just want to get right into the pussy kind of protects itself. Yeah. It's like, hold on, dog.
Like, why are you going in?
Be nice to me. You got to spread those lips.
So does your pussy say that?
No, my pussy isn't any pussy.
Does your pussy talk to you like in that voice?
No.
Hey, be gentle. So the thing is,
not so hard.
Yeah.
Why is it raining?
Get it wet first. The thing is when you get those pussy lips to accept you, and those pussy lips slide up and down your shaft to your motherfucking your stem or your cock and tickle your balls. That's some beautiful shit. But a chick with big pussy lips, you gotta fuck them slow. So you can get it's like this. It's like, ooh.
I think you need to start a sex talk. You start doing sex talk. People need to call you because you just described this shit. Like, and you're, hey, baby. I think
go to your pussy voice.
I think you need to be an R&B singer or something like that. Yo,
man,
baby.
I can't sing.
Yo, lady.
Talking your dick. This is me talking like a dick.
And I'm going to change it up and talk like a pussy.
No, but serious, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with women that's going to cut their pussy lips off. Once again, my chick has pussy lips, and we're going to go back into picturing a pussy that looks like an orchid. And
an orchid.
You got the lips and the clitoris and the hole.
Clitoris.
And if you look at an orchid flower, that shit's beautiful. And just like a pussy, an orchid, it don't have a smell. Pussy shouldn't have a smell to it. It have a little scent.
Female
but not a
scent.
Smell. Right. Not no.
Fishy smell.
I think it just smells like chocolate.
Chocolate.
Nah, because I am the chocolate.
Chocolate and
strawberry.
I'm the white chocolate.
I don't know about that. This is your man cave. I'm pretty ratchet up in this one for you. Don't smell like no goddamn chocolate. I'll tell you about that.
Hey, be nice.
Oh, shit. Well, check this out, man. I'm getting out this motherfucking cave. And before I do, tell them where you at.
You can find me on Twitter at Toriavano. That's T-O-R-I-A-V-A-N-O. Or Instagram, Toriavano again.
And you can find me at Mime Freak.
Spell it.
M-I-M-E.
Slow down.
F. R.
In your pussy voice.
E-A-K.
In your pussy voice, bitch.
And we out.